Welcome again to Managing Human Resources. And our topic today is looking at the future of human resource management. And so we've actually looked at a number of different topics over the trimester about human resource management. And really, just to cap things off, we're just going to have a brief discussion about where it's all going and what does the future of human resource management look like. So today is just a very brief seminar on the future of HRM. So let's just have a look at the slide that talks about the context of HR. And when we look at the context of where human resource management is and where it's going, there's three interrelated levels of the HR context. So the first thing is the environment. And so we have to look at the internal environment of the organisation and also the external environment in considering the context of what's going on. The other thing that we need to do is to consider HR as a profession and where is HR as a profession now and where it's going. And so some of the influences on that, for example, here in Australia would be professional membership of the Australian Human Resources Institute and the standards that they set. So there's professional standards that are expected of HR professionals and what are those standards and how are those standards changing over time? So there's a much greater emphasis as a profession on things such as codes of conduct for HR professionals as well. And then we have to look at the theory. And so we've talked about a lot of theory related to HR, obviously, in this unit. And so part of the context is keeping up with where things are going in human resource theory, looking at the present and into the future. The next slide's just talking about generations and values. And there's a very good point that's being made here is that the organisations of the future will emerge from the values that employees hold. So there's a lot of studies that have been done on how different generations have got different values about certain things. And the next slide is just a bit of a slide of some of the different generational differences in values. And just bear in mind that these date ranges are approximate. Different people use different date ranges, so the boundaries might be slightly different between some of the other pieces of reading that you read about these generations. But basically, you've got the very old people that are the veterans. You've got the baby boomers, which are up to about 1964. You've got the Gen Xers, which is 1965 to 1981, and I just scrape into that one. You've got the Generation Ys, which gets you up to 2000. And what isn't on this slide are the Gen Zs, which potentially some of you are in. Generation Z, or Gen Z for short, is the cohort of people that succeed the millennials and precede Generation Alpha, which is what a lot of people are talking about now. And that one, as you can see, this is where some of the boundaries go a bit different between people. Researchers in popular media nowadays start that at the mid to late 1990s. If you're born in the mid to late 1990s, you're a Gen Z. And that really gets you up to about 2010. And so that's sort of mid to late 90s through to 2010. So members of Gen Z usually have digital technology. They've had it since they're very young. Unlike, say, Gen X, like myself, when we were young, we didn't really have much technology, but members of Gen Z have always had it. They're quite comfortable with it and use the internet very well and au fait with social media as well. So another thing is that most people in Gen Z are actually the children of Gen X. So looking forward at human resource management, what are some of the drivers for change? Well, technology is really enhancing, you know, moving forward. And so even what we see now, in another 10 years, another 20 years, we're going to see huge changes in technology, and that's going to impact on everything, including HR, as we move forward. The other thing that is a driver for change is that we're moving more in the direction of a knowledge-based workforce, where what's important is what the employees know, what knowledge they own, and that their ability to be able to use the knowledge that they have. And these things are shaping the future of all employees and the organisations in which they work. Another thing that we need to be mindful of in organisations and the impact on HR is that organisations are needing to be more and more flexible. And so the learning processes that are needed need to be able to contend with these forces of change. Change is something that is inevitable in all organisations, and the pace of change only increases over time. And so we must be flexible, and that includes human resource management and the way we do things and the way we respond to all these changes. We must be fully flexible. So looking at the slide, human resource management moving forward. So as we move forward, it's really, really important to emphasise the strategic function that human resource management professionals play in organisations. And so we're not just here to perform a function of recruiting and developing staff, etc. We're here as strategic partners to help the organisation fulfil its objectives. And so that's a really, really strong point as we go forward, the increasing importance of HR as a strategic business partner within the organisations. And this whole concept of being a partner, an HRM partner, is more and more important. So the image change of HR is changing and needs to change from more of that bureaucratic role of the performing the functions to actually being an HRM partner that has got solutions to help the organisation overcome whatever challenges and opportunities it faces as it moves forward in dealing with its people and how we use people moving forward. So we're innovative, we're creative, and we're a partner in thinking how all these things can be done. So we integrate whatever the business problems or challenges or opportunities are with HR solutions. The other thing moving forward is we need to be thinking more and more of a mindset who our customers are. And from an HR perspective, we really are here to service internally in the organisation, particularly line managers and other managers. So an assignment that I often set people is related to, well, how can the human resource management function support leaders and managers and supervisors within the organisation themselves to perform the HR functions that they're going to do in their sections. So our role has changed from actually doing those things ourselves as HRM professionals to service providers, to the line managers, to help them and support them in terms of fulfilling their tasks that involve a number of the HR functions. So our customers are people within the organisation. Our customers are our line managers in the different sections throughout the organisation, as well as the employees. So moving forward, HRM needs to be more decentralised. Rather than hanging on to too many of the functions ourselves, we need to push them out to the organisation, to the line managers, to do them themselves. So we must decide what to hold on to and what to decentralise. So holding on to is the stuff that we hang on to centrally, and decentralising is what we're actually delegating to the supervisors in terms of the HR activities. So, for example, we might feel that we can centrally have the role of setting policy and providing advice. So we might write the policies and procedures and set the overall HR strategy. But what we've decentralised is most of the day-to-day HR activities to the line managers in the organisation, to the supervisors of the various sections. They do their own recruitment, they do their own selection, they do their own performance management, they're involved in inducting their own employees, etc. And what we're here is we're here to support them in doing their role and to provide them with the policies and procedures and systems and guidance and training and support that they need to do that well. So what we've been talking about are a number of things to consider as we consider the future of human resource management. So we've looked at some different interrelated contextual factors, the environment, professional issues, theory. They're all part of the context of HR. We've talked about how the future will emerge from the values that employees hold. We've looked at some different generational differences, such as Gen X, Y, Z, etc. We've looked at some different drivers for change, technology, knowledge-based workforce, and how these are shaping the future of employees and organisations. We've looked at the need for organisations to be flexible, and we've emphasised that the function of human resource management is to be a strategic partner and to be able to integrate whatever the problems are in the organisation with HR solutions. And that we take a view that HR professionals in organisations have customers, which are typically their line managers, and so we need to decide what we hang on to, i.e. what's going to be centralised, and what activities of HR we will delegate and decentralise to line managers. So hopefully you've enjoyed the topic of the future of HRM. And don't forget to read your text on the matter. And if you've got any questions, please get back in touch with me.